Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. You know, today's the first day this week that I feel in a groove. Yesterday felt pretty good. Today, now, you know, we have all those days off. I am a creature of habit. Right. I am a routine guy. I get out of my routine. It's difficult for me to get back into the routine. But today feels like, I personally feel like it's there.
Well, you did it. Congratulations. Right, yeah, okay. You're back. Yeah. Right, I mean, yeah. Yeah. You just talk about the Eagles for a couple hours, you know. But it's good. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Wow. Yep.
So I actually feel like I'm in a bit of a rhythm, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hitting those buttons is as good as usual?
Ah, dang. I had it down.
Yeah. What'd you think of the D?
Yep. I think it's because that little brain juice is starting to kick.
Yeah. Well, I've timed it now. I drink about 1:15. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Oh, I've noticed.
I pushed it back a little bit.
Hell yeah.
215-592-9494. Main thing today, should Kevin Betula be coaching for his job on Sunday? Kristen in Philly, now a regular. You're on WIP. What's up, Kristen?
Hey, what's up? Okay, yes, I do believe he should be. Because, one, the issue what we're having is lack of training. They train him, what, 30%? So he can only give us 30% of the results. And you can see it in every game. 1 minute, we up 21-0 against the Cowboys, and then the second half is like nothing. Mm-hmm. So, like, and the only game I can sit there and say that he did pretty well with the play calling is the Charger game. What messed that up was A.J. Brown dropping the ball in the end zone, which allowed the Chargers to come up, and we had the tie, and they won in the overtime.
Mm-hmm. KP, so, yeah. Make him throw that interception at the end of the game?
No, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay, all right.
Okay? Yeah. But A.J. Brown dropped that ball.
He did.
In the end zone.
He did.
Okay? But, yeah. So if he didn't drop that ball in the end zone where he had it tucked under him,
yeah.
Okay, we would have got 7 points right there. And yeah. There would have been no reason for a tie because the game would have been ended.
Yeah.
And they got a tie due to a field goal. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
And that was the best game that Kevin Petullo, in my opinion, has ever called. But when you train somebody for 30%, you can only get 30% of the result.
I apologize. I'm not sure I follow on the training 30%. What is that? What do you mean by that?
Like job. Like you have a job, right?
I do.
I have a career. You have a career.
Yep.
Right? So I'm a psychologist, right? If I didn't get no training, but 30% of training, I would have clients jumping out of windows, killing themselves. Well, why? Because I'm only giving them 30% of the work.
Right. But I'm asking where the... I understand if you only train 30% of what you should, that you won't be as good. I don't know where the 30% of the number... I don't... Where is that coming from?
I feel like they didn't train Kevin Pitullo well enough for this position.
Oh,
he's been in an organization for years, but he went to a new position.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't train him well enough.
Maybe.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, no,
and
listen.
Because of that, now, here's another thing, too, right?
Yes.
I'm all about, I have integrity, okay? Mm. If I didn't have the proper training, I'm not taking that job.
Well, I'm sure he thought he
because
had the proper training.
He's going to fall back on me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So that's why everybody's saying, oh, so, and it is him. It is him. Because besides the O-line, because there's no scheming there, right? But like I said, if you look at it's all the games, we be up. And then the second half, what happened?
Now,
what happened in that Cowboys game.
Now, let me ask you this. You're a psychologist or a psychiatrist? Are you the one that can prescribe?
Psychologist.
Okay, so you don't prescribe medicine?
No.
Okay, all right. And that jumping out of windows thing, I mean, that was a pretty strong statement. You must be pretty good at it.
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. There you go.
I'm on practice.
All right, Kristen.
there you go.
Well, for next question today, do you have a notable event from the 90s?
Of course I do.
Okay, what do you got?
The assassination and the rival of Biggie and Tupac, East Coast, West Coast rivals.
That was huge. I mean, that was huge. Thank you for the call, Kristen.
That obviously would have been my Kurt Cobain.
Yes.
Yes.
Pac dying. Yeah. I mean, the East Coast, West Coast thing is one of the craziest things that's ever happened in entertainment.
Yeah.
That not just that there was a rivalry or diss tracks or anything. That happens all the time. But, like, that they were shooting at each other.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was actually a sad time for the hip-hop community with that stuff going on because Biggie was quickly becoming one of the bigger rappers out there. So,
for sure.
And both dying at such a young age, having that happen at such a young age, it's something that certainly appeared it could be prevented.
For sure.
But, you know, not having the right people around you, that puts you in this sort of that position. And, man, we lost two great ones.
Was it the BET Awards or the Source? It was the BET Awards where it was the fight on stage or whatever?
Oh, yeah. That was a New York thing.
Okay.
So that was the Source Awards. Remember that? The Source Awards?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, remember, the Source was a big deal.
Yes.
I mean, when magazines were a big deal.
Well, they helped promote the whole East Coast, West Coast stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the Source.
Let's get to our Source on Baseball. Why don't we do that? Fritz?
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, we should. I know.
Look.
Well, you know, Flyers is 50 up there. Because I forgot we were doing this. But yeah, here we go.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
What happened?
He's ripping me for saying I'm just into a groove.
Right.
And he's like, it's no big deal. Meanwhile, it's his segment.
Yeah,
and
he fumbled it completely. Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
So anyway, so
are you locked in there?
I actually am pretty locked in. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Do you want
with you.
One of my little brain drinks?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
But I'm good.
Okay.
I moved the bros thing in there.
All right, well get to the thing.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Yeah.
According to Buster Olney.
Yeah.
He thinks that it's inevitable that the Mets will end up with either Ranger Suarez or Framber Valdez. So Ranger obviously still out there.
Yeah.
Seems like the only two teams in on them are the Orioles and Mets. The Mets need a starting pitcher. I actually think it's either one of them's going to be in the Orioles or one of them's going to be on the Mets. So,
those two guys.
Yeah,
whichever one goes, the other one goes the other place.
Let me, and I understand, given his how much money we already have committed to the pitching staff and given his sort of like metrics as he throws less hard every year and the injury issues, I understand not giving Ranger a big contract. I will promise you this, Ranger in some friggin' playoff game against the Mets, if he's on the Mets, is going to dominate us. I cannot handle him being on the Mets. Ranger would really bother me on the Mets. I'd much rather see Ranger on the Orioles.
Well, I would rather, all things considered.
I can root for him on the Orioles.
Yeah, but honestly, so I hear you. I'd be more worried about Framber going to the Mets than Ranger. So,
well, but I don't care about.
Well, but I care about the Phillies.
Right, right.
So
right.
While I hear you, I would rather than them end up with Ranger than Framber. And I love Ranger, but I'm not, you know, I'm not losing sleep at night because Ranger Suarez is a Met. Now, if they happen to face him in the postseason, the Mets go on a run, and we know what Ranger can do in the postseason. We understand all that. But, I mean, Framber also has won a World Series. So it's not like he's not been a big game pitcher. And he shoved against the Phillies. Remember him? He was touching all the hair, and people thought he was cheating against the Phillies?
I don't remember it. No.
Because you weren't here during that time. But I remember we did a whole day of, like, was Framber Valdez cheating against the Phillies? So it would be a bummer, obviously.
Ranger doesn't feel like a Mets guy unless the money's low.
He feels like an Oriole.
Yeah.
Like, Framber feels like a Met.
Stearns doesn't feel like, oh, I'm going to go give this left-hander $100 million who's thrown 90. He was throwing 94 three years ago.
Yeah, I don't. We'll see. I think that Framber's more of a Met than Ranger.
All right.
So, but still.
I don't want to see Ranger on that.
I don't either.
No, it'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
It'd be a bummer.
I felt the same way about Schwarber going there.
Yeah.
I'm like, if he goes somewhere else, all right, we don't want to see him with the Mets.
Yeah, but I would have been mad if he went there because I thought he would be turning his back on the Phillies.
You'd have been mad at Schwarber, yeah.
Ranger, I wouldn't necessarily, because the Phillies weren't going to re-sign Ranger.
Right.
Unless his market collapsed and they gave him like a 1-year deal.
One of those two guys is a playoff riser and one is not.
Yeah, well, Schwarber's the third most postseason home runs in the history of baseball.
Oh, right, yeah. When did they come, 100 years ago?
Well, some came in 2022.
Okay.
Some came in 23. None in 24. And 2 and 25.
In the same game. Yeah. One hit.
And led off the game four with a double.
Yes.
People forget that.
Okay, they do forget that.
Not lead off, sorry. Yeah. He was batting second.
Yeah.
Thank you. Glad we cleared that up. Also, from Matt Gelb.
Yes.
On the JT Realmuto negotiations. So he puts it this way. He says that this is two stubborn parties exercising their rights to be stubborn. And I think he's going back to the winter of 24 or the winter when he's heading into arbitration and the Phillies kind of stiffed him in a way. No need to cut that. I'm just saying that JT said no hard feelings when they brought him to arbitration. And, you know, it's something that players sometimes get offended by when they offer you something lower than what you feel worth. So they think maybe JT is using that now. And he also wrote that JT wants more than the Phillies have offered. The club is believed to have discussed various multi-year scenarios with the catcher as one of the most decorated catchers in the sport. Realmuto commands a level of respect.
He's going to end up a Philly because there's nowhere else for him to go and there's nothing else for them to do. There's no way he's not going to end up a Philly. I think it's 100% chance.
Yeah. I mean, unless there's another team out there that wants JT, he clearly is hope. Is he hoping another team jumps up and offer him what he's looking for, or is he hoping the Phillies just do it?
My position is just hoping the Phillies do. I've not heard one rumor about JT going to another team.
Yeah, I mean, the Red Sox have been kind of in there, but right. that's really died down. Like, maybe just waiting for one team to get in and make the Phillies sweat a little bit. I'm a little surprised because there's been a lot of theories that the Bichette stuff was put out there to put pressure on JT. I thought maybe, okay, well, JT's camp's going to put out he's looking here, and that makes the Phillies have to feel like they have to blink. But it kind of feels like we're just in a staring match.
This is just one of those things where each side thinks the other side has no other options and they're both right. So they just stare at each other until they both realize they have no other options. And if it's really the arbitration thing, grow up. That's what arbitration is.
And they made him the highest paid catcher in baseball history.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know that arbitration's annoying. I get it. But still holding a grudge against the team because of that, after they made you the highest paid catcher in baseball, is a smidge annoying.
So there's a chance we could have a begrudgingly re-sign JT Realmuto.
Possibly.
Because he's not going to re-sign on a deal that he wants. It's going to be him caving to what the Phillies offered.
Yeah.
You think that's what happened? Or do you think the Phillies cave? I don't know.
I think they'll meet in the middle.
Because here's what I think. I think the Phillies most certainly need JT Realmuto, and they know it.
But I think also JT needs the Phillies.
Yeah, but I agree with Ike in that I believe that the Phillies will blink.
They would cave before I think JT does. Before
because
JT
they don't have conviction in themselves to go find something new and find something else. I understand it. I just think there's so much more fun other scenarios rather than bringing back JT.
The problem is that the fun other scenario is paying a guy $30 million in Bo Bichette and then finding whatever your catching situation is.
Uh-huh.
And JT doesn't make $30 million. He makes $15
million. I know.
So,
but then we can get off, boom. Yeah. And then we can start, you know, with the wheels in motion here a little bit rather than, we're just going to bring back JT. Yeah. Bohm's going to hit four. Adolis is going to bat five. And let's roll out there and see how it goes.
At least.
So, not,
I don't know that. I don't know about that.
So, Bichette in the lineup, replace Bohm. You got Marshawn as your catcher?
Well, or they sign. So they could sign Victor Caratini, who is
who the hell is that?
So he's been mostly a like journeyman type catcher. Last year, him and JT had very similar numbers, and he's a couple years younger, will cost way less, and pitchers love throwing to him. So
sign me up.
There's also trade scenarios. Gelb laid out Ryan Jeffers, who is of the Twins, hit like 25 home runs last year, is a right-handed bat. I don't know what he is defensively. Obviously, we know the value JT brings from that scenario. Ivan Herrera is a catcher on the Cardinals. They have a million catchers. Maybe they can get into that market in a trade. So, but do they provide what he provides defensively? Probably not. I think Caratini would. Herrera and Jeffers are bat-first catchers.
I guess I'm just wondering, does losing JT and adding Bichette, because you're losing JT and Bohm, are the Phillies, does it still make them better? Are they in a better position? I know Bichette is younger, so moving forward, you look good. I'm just wondering what it does to the team for next year.
I just like, JT had a couple of good runs this year. He's still like a 704 OPS, hit 16 home runs guy.
So you wouldn't miss him.
I just think they could replace that.
Yeah.
A lot easier than they could find another Bo Bichette.
Okay. Somewhere.
That would be my guess. 215, is that a check?
Yes.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Betul be coaching for his job on Sunday? Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. What's
going
up, Derek?
On? Happy New Year, fellas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Derek.
What's up, D? Happy New Year.
Yeah. It's all good. Listen, I'm kind of conflicted on that. I just want some stability, but I feel like because Sirianni don't call plays, if we keep getting coordinators that are successful, like, they're just going to keep changing and changing and changing and changing and changing. So I just feel like at some point, like, we're not going to have no stability until we get, like, until Sirianni just – if there's people say it's his offense, well, if it's his offense, like, he should be able to call the plays. You know what I'm saying? That's the part that kind of confuses me a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just, like, in terms of us getting new offensive coordinators every year, that's going to be life here. Here's the thing on Petullo. Okay, let's say we all agree we don't want to change offensive coordinators every year. We keep Kevin Petullo, and let's say it works out, and Kevin Petullo has a great year next year. He will be a head coach. In that, like, anyone who has success here is going to be a head coach. So I think if it were to work out and they keep Kevin Petullo and it works out for the offense, then we're losing him anyway. So I just think we're in a world where if the head coach is not the play caller, we're going to end up with a different offensive coordinator unless, you know, you brought up Frank Reich a few times, unless you end up getting a guy that's a point in his career where he's not looking to be a head coach anymore. He just wants a stable place.
I'm going to need a Vic Fangio situation.
Yeah, yeah. But those guys don't, not as much with offense nowadays.
Yeah, you know? Most of the offensive guys are younger guys.
Yes. Yeah. Even, you know, Dable's a guy who's going to be an OC next year. But if Dable has two good years as an OC,
he's back in the head coach cycle.
He's going to be head coach again, you know? Right. So I hear you, Derek. I think to me, the biggest thing is like, let's look to next year for a second. Let's say they lose on Sunday. Offense doesn't look good. They decide they want continuity. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to week two next year, and we see the same problems on offense. Then you are in, you thought it was rough with Petullo this year, just in terms of the conversation,
right?
You know, and the media scrutiny and you can say that doesn't matter. It matters. I can tell it matters. It 100% matters. And I think you are in an untenable situation next year.
Oh, for sure. Real quick though. So it's kind of interesting how it's, you know, Hurts versus Purdy, right? So I do think Brock Purdy is a good quarterback, right? But one thing I'll say about the advantage that Brock Purdy has is, like, he's been with Shanahan since he came in the league.
Yep.
Shanahan, he hasn't won the big one, But he's been there twice, and it's hard to win the big one. Like, a lot of things got to go right to win the big one. But for him to take two, you know, below-average, like, quarterbacks to the Super Bowl, and even with Mac Jones, like, Mac Jones kept San Francisco relevant this year, like, because of, you know, Shanahan knows how to get the best out of these quarterbacks. And like I said, you know, I love Jalen Hurts. I'll always be like, yeah, Hurts. But I also feel like if he was in a system, right, with a guy who
like
knew how
Shanahan.
To
be, yeah, you're saying like Shanahan. And,
like, even like the guy from Green Bay, he's not on Shanahan's level. But I will say, like, at least Jordan Love can benefit from having the same guy. Like, we always say, like, Baker Mayfield's had a different coordinator every year. Well, Baker Mayfield was the number one pick in the draft for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel like guys, like, concept the game a little bit different. You know, they interact different. They take stuff in different. And when you're number one pick in the draft, you're that for a reason, because you can take on more responsibilities than the guy that goes in the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth round. So,
well, and the other thing is, Derek, and this is coming from a Baker guy, I think Baker's a great player, and but, like, they lost Liam Cohen and the Bucks, and they started off hot this year, but the Baker did not have a good year this year, certainly compared
saying,
to last year.
Continuity, man.
Yeah.
I just think the coaches that, like, McVay and them guys that can hold that clipboard and they know what they want to do. They don't have to – you know what I'm saying? I just think those guys, man, they – and Sirianni's been successful, but I just wish he could, you know, call some plays more. But my answer – listen, that 96 blizzard was a bad – that was a bad blizzard. But I'm going to go with when Tonya Harding had Nancy Kerrigan beat up, man, for the figure skating, man. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was – that – again, thank you for the call, Derek. That doesn't seem real. That doesn't seem like it could be real. It seems like a TV script.
It's like a made-for-TV.
Yeah.
Like a Sunday. Remember the old Sunday movie of the week?
Yes, that's what
like
it seems like.
Like a movie of the week thing.
That you're watching it and you're like, oh, well, this would never happen. You know, and you remember Jeff Galluli is Tonya Harding's husband or boyfriend or whatever it was.
Have you ever watched the, is it a 30 for 30?
I did not watch that. No.
I don't know if it's 30 for 30 or some other
some
doc.
Yeah.
But it's a doc on it, though. They even made a little they do a movie, like a mini series. I think they did a mini series on it.
I feel like recently there might have been something in the last few years.
Yeah.
Maybe. The point that Derek made about Kyle Shanahan and quarterbacks is right.
Yeah.
In that Kyle Shanahan is good with quarterbacks.
Good. Always has been. Yeah.
But in terms of Purdy, I think, and I said this yesterday, I think what Shanahan does is it gives quarterbacks a base level of success in that if you do what he says, that to an extent he wants sort of a robot in there. Mm-hmm. Do exactly what I say, it'll work. I think there's a baseline, there's a floor. I think Purdy having the year he had in 23 as like statistically the best quarterback in football. By, and then this year, even in his limited time, has statistically been a top five quarterback in football. That Shanahan obviously helps, but Purdy is also obviously I think rises above the performance of Garoppolo and Mac Jones.
Yeah, because he's out there. Yes. I mean, he's out there. He's in the moment. He has to make the decisions. You give Brock Purdy a lot of credit, but Kyle Shanahan's track record speaks for himself. He's the quarterback. I mean, the OC in Atlanta when Matt Ryan won the MVP.
Yep.
When they went to the Super Bowl, we know he gets blamed for the whole 28-3 thing, but fact of the matter is, I don't know if Atlanta's offense has ever looked as good as it since Kyle Shanahan was there. And he left Atlanta, right, to go be the head coach in San Francisco. RG3's rookie year, it was under the Shanahan. Shanahan was there.
Yeah.
So he's worked with quarterbacks, and the only one he couldn't fix was Trey Lance.
Yes, and Trey Lance can't play.
They had Trey Lance, right?
They did. They drafted Trey Lance.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Yeah, the thing Shanahan does do, it's funny because McVay, as part of the Shanahan tree, is the same way.
He's good too, yeah.
They're also kind of cowardly.
They have that. Yeah, the same. I think LaFleur is like that too a little bit.
He is. LaFleur is cowardly.
Yeah.
They're just, there's a certain amount of risk where, you know, we have felt the too much risk here before, or this aggressiveness rather than using risk.
Yeah.
There's always risk.
Yeah.
Aggressiveness. Shanahan and McVay, you know, McVay kicking all those field goals against the Eagles earlier this year.
Came back to Biden.
Ended up costing them.
Yep.
And I think Shanahan, to an extent, can do that as well. You know, can be a little less aggressive.
That's surprising because they're offensive coaches.
They should have confidence.
That's usually a defensive coach's mindset.
Yeah,
that's something Mike Tomlin would do in a heartbeat.
Yes, let's go win the game. 16-9. Yeah.
We're big fan of take the points.
I am a take the points guy, yes. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petula be coaching for his job on Sunday? Next question today is, give us a notable 90s event, as this week is the anniversary of the blizzard of 96. Coming up next, 3:30 Wednesday. You know what happens 3:30 Wednesday.
What you got?
Flyers in 50.
Oh, big one of the barn last night.
We haven't had Broads on in a while.
He's been on the air.
Oh, yeah, we heard that yesterday. Oh, should we just ruin his segment?
No, don't do it to Jay.
Do you hear the audio?
I mean, yeah.
I knew y'all was.
Well, he should be more prepared this time.
He should be.
He should be.
Believe me, he's been thinking about this all day.
Yeah, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who's prepared? That is the Carzar John Ashdale. Colonial Hyundai prepared to get you in a brand new Hyundai. Do whatever. Don't wait. You can get over there now. You know, what would you wait for, right? Maybe you'd wait for the car you want to be in stock. Well, Colonial has hundreds of brand new Hyundais in stock. Konas and Palisades and Tucson's, whatever you need. You might wait for, I want a better warranty. Well, it doesn't get better than the best. They're going to give you America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And the price and your trade, you know, wait, I want more for my trade. Maybe if I wait, there'll be something better. No. Great trade incentives every day at Colonial, including a guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. Financing, you don't have to wait for that either. They're going to get you better financing than anyone else, and the process streamlined in their brand new, amazing dealership to make sure everything is fast, easy, and better. Lincoln Highway in Downingtown is where Colonial Hyundai is. They're always at ColonialHyundai.com 24/7. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ain't even had one beer. This sweet thing's got me buzzing from whispering in my ear. This thing don't keep up in here. Wrap this little hot mess. just like your life is ready. You're doing my best, and I know I'm all over the road. Now I can't help but go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knees. And she's all over me. I'm all out of control. All over.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. That song sucks. That song.
Oh, nah, man. That puts a smile on your face.
Nah, Easton Corbin? You're not an Easton Corbinsman?
No.
Okay.
What about Patrick Corbin?
It's 3:30 country. 3:30 country. Awful. 2:30 Tupac. Good. 4:30 90s. Good. 5:30 Creed. Good. 3:30 country. That one, I do not like. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What was the best decade? The 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or the aughts, the 2000s?
Ooh.
90s coming in number one.
Yeah, I'm going 90s. Yeah, for sure.
44%. Second place, 80s.
Ah.
29.7%. Then the 2000s at 19.3, and then 7% with the 70s.
I don't think people around from the 70s.
Yeah, I don't think those people would agree. I think people like the 70s a lot.
With the people that were experiencing
that knew the 70s. Yes, yeah, they might not be on Twitter.
No, probably not. I don't know how many of them are alive, to be honest with you. So it's 3:30. Time for Flyers in 50 with Broads. Broads, are you a 90s man?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a 90s man.
Oh, he just wants to get into the hockey.
He's locked in.
So fired up.
He's
dude.
Got his Karate Kid headband
oh,
on.
Oh, my God. Last night was so sick. I've watched the game in its entirety twice. Well, three, really. I was there. Goosebumps. Then I went home. I watched the whole thing on my love sack. You know that picture of Devontae Smith on the couch?
You have a love sack?
I
got a love sack.
How much money are you making? Those things are expensive.
Listen, it's from Raymore and Flanagan. I'm paying it off monthly, and it is definitely biting my ass. Every single first of the month, I'm like, is that couch worth it? Is that couch worth it?
Yeah, no joke, dude.
All right. Just making sure.
But anyway, I watched the game a second time on that couch, and then this morning with a cup of coffee.
So I know if you're not watching on YouTube, you don't see Broads has the jersey on, also has the shoulder pads on, got the gloves, got the stick. Oh, you got the pants on? You got the shorts?
I got the pants.
All right, hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
That was a hockey game, ladies and gentlemen. Last night was a hockey game. Cutter Gauthier, what a clown. I mean, an absolute scum. A big pile of you know what. He touches the puck, the whole place. Boo! Boo! It was so amazing. And then Zegras comes in and has two clap daddies from the same spot right by the goal line. My God, was that filthy. Sick pass by Dvorak. Sick pass by Cam York. What a silky dish. Let me tell you something. Zegras is a player. All right, iconic moment last night with the celebrations, picking up the phone, hanging it up. Because the last time the Ducks gave him a ring, he said, go get shipped to Philadelphia. Oh, yeah, they'll get shipped to Philadelphia. Yeah, you want to get shipped to Philadelphia? You want to get shipped to Philly, damn it! My guy is popping off on a 40-goal rate right now. It's incredible. Dvorak, I'm not even mad about his contract. Let me tell you something. Hathaway last night throwing the bodies. He decapitated two humans. He literally took their heads off twice. He dropped the mitts and said, let's go. Let's go. With Radko Gudas, he started throwing uppercuts. Last night was incredible. That was hockey. That was hockey. Let's go, Flyers. Woo.
You are fired up,
dude,
man.
Last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Flyers Ducks January 6th.
Amazing. Yeah.
Was that the arrival of the 2025-26 Flyers last night?
I can't even.
You sound like Ruben Frank.
Woo! Yeah. Hey. Ashley, what are you doing? You got to play a little bit tougher than that.
No. Ashley, it's part of the show.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That was fun last night, boys. Be honest, I'm so I knew Jack wasn't watching because he didn't text me, so I was pissed on that.
Yeah.
Spike, Ike, come on, tell me last night was the night you said, let me throw Broads a bone and let's tune in. Any bone throwing?
Come well, on,
you guys
are
sick. That's why I wasn't watching.
Oh, hey,
whoa, Blue Chew, how's it going? Wow.
Well,
what do you think of the D?
Is the perspective now this team can do something this year? Are you like it feels like it's evolving into not just young team. That here's the thing is like you never know when the young evolving team is going to actually be good.
Yeah.
Right? You think it's always next year. You want to look for a little bit of growth, but it doesn't usually happen that way. Usually, there's usually a bigger jump one of the years than you expect. It just feels like the Flyers are putting themselves in a position where you can start to expect something this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's where I struggle. I've been very optimistic with just enjoying this because, let's be honest,
it doesn't stay that way.
We haven't had hockey in so long. But then he signed. Could you imagine this Dvorak contract,
yeah,
by the
5-year contract.
Imagine if you woke up one day and Adoree Jackson got a 5-year contract extension. What would you say the next day?
We would lead the show with it, I guarantee
you. Yeah, and you'd be saying, what the hell is Howie thinking? Why would you sign that guy to a 5-year extension and asking him to play DB opposite of Quinn? That's what Dvorak, a 30 to 35-year-old journeyman guy. You don't need to sign him for 5 years with no movement trades and all this. So, like, the reason I get upset with that stuff is there's a worry of what's happening with these salary cap numbers, what's happening with these contracts. Some of the draft picks are a little blah, but the right now is great. And Danny Briere did a lot to get Zegras. He did a lot to get Drysdale in a terrible situation with Cutter Gauthier. So he did so many good things, but he's not good with the contracts, and he's not good with some of these draft picks. So I'm very conflicted on how to feel, but the right now is fun and beautiful, so I'm very emotionally conflicted.
I understand that conflict. Well, okay, if I were to tell you...
I don't know if you were a bit. Were you being sarcastic?
No, I was being serious.
Oh, okay.
No, the Sixers the same way, right? Yeah. Is like when you go back to the first year that Ben was here, and the Sixers got good, and you thought to yourself, "Oh, this is no longer like I'm no longer thinking about the future." But now, but I also know that Brian Colangelo is the friggin' GM, and I also know we just gave JJ Redick $30 million for 1 year, and Amir Johnson $24 million for 2 years.
Like I
can go back to podcast arguments where I told Mike, I'm like, this is exciting, but we're doing a lot of things that it might cost us in the future.
Yeah.
And it's hard to balance both things when the team starts to get actually good. But those things that could handicap you in the future, they are real things.
Right.
You know? So, okay, if I were to ask you to make the case, I'd say, Broads, you're going to get the afternoon show if you make the case that that Chris, you're not really.
Yeah, no.
But is
hold on.
If Christian, you have to give me like make sense of the Dvorak contract extension.
I can't, so I won't get this job, unfortunately. But okay.
What would the argument be?
The argument is they're so thin at center that they just don't have anybody. So over the next few years, while they have these prospects like Jet Luchenko and this Berglund kid who played in Sweden in the World Juniors who won the gold medal and led the Swedes, Porter Marton.
Yeah.
He's a winger, so we don't got to worry about that. We're good on the wing.
Okay.
But for the center depth, they just don't have any center depth, so they're going to use him as a stopgap. But my problem is, if you need to sign him to be your stopgap for 5 years up the middle because you're that thin, we got a problem. We better be getting centers in here way sooner than in 5 years.
And is that just like a cap thing where they want to give them more so they can give them less money? I don't know.
They gave them more years to make the cap hit. I think Flyers fans would have felt better if you extended him for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
And then the cap hit was somewhere along $6 million-ish instead of adding years and bringing it down to 5.
Yeah.
And that's where it ticks people. He's a good player. It's just... He's kind of averagey, and it's almost typical Flyers fandom where you get stuck in mediocre hockey because they love the guys that bring the toughness in the corners and the grit and the crap like that, and he just kind of defines that. But this team's playing well. I don't like that I'm here right now because I came in with the stick going ready for some cross checks, and now here I am talking negative about the squad.
Well, let me ask you this. So we heard a clip from you on the air while you were filling in for
us.
And it sounded like, now, look, some could accuse us.
Oh, no.
specifically me, because I usually get the brunt of it, even though we're all in on it. You know, some could accuse us of cornering you on your Philly Business Journal interview, where you said you wanted to be an afternoon show host from WIP, even though it's my job. But like, we heard a clip from when you were hosting of you sort of cornering yourself. Jack, why don't you play it here?
You don't want to have goals?
You got to have goals. Got to have goals. Got to have goals. Now, I wasn't thinking in particular of that, meaning I'm
gunning
for other humans here. Maybe that's a, you know what? Maybe that's sort of like being in the locker room and, you know, microphones are in your face after a game and they start saying things, right? And the media is in your face, and then you say something and you don't realize when you go back to social media, everybody took it the wrong way and went, damn, that is not my intention. Uh-huh. That is not what I meant.
Yep.
You know, maybe that was a learning experience for me.
You weren't thinking about kicking Spike out of his seat.
No, I love Spike.
You want to take over when
when it's necessary.
When he takes a step back.
Whenever life happens.
Yes.
And things happen.
Yes.
He's going to have a retirement tour where he puts in 50 years of greatness.
Right.
He'll be 100.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be like, you know what?
This is the corner.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
And then, like, that moment. And maybe.
When his jersey.
If that's my time.
Right. When his jersey goes into the rafters.
Uh-huh.
That's your time.
Maybe.
That's what you're thinking.
But, because I don't want to get in trouble here either. If it's someone else's time, then I respect whose time it is. Maybe it's not my time then. Maybe it's someone else's time. Someone here is waiting for that chair too. Maybe it's their time. That's all. Because God forbid this backfires this guy. That's 215-592-949. I'm sweating. I'm cornered and they're not even here. I'm somehow cornered again and I'm alone.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So
that was actually pretty good.
You know, Deep Voice Luke did not do you any favors.
Of course not.
Not at all. No.
Nobody does.
He just kept agreeing with you and putting you even more in the spot.
Yep.
So you're waiting on my retirement.
Well, yeah, listen.
You know, I'm only 49.
That's 50 years. You're going to go until 90. I'm going to be sitting here watching Jalen go through his whole career, 7 Super Bowls, a few MVPs.
Yeah.
And you're still going to be kicking it. And we're going to look back one day when you're 99 on your final day, when you're passing the torch to me or anybody else who happens to be ready for the job.
Yep.
And we're going to say, man, remember those times you used to argue about Jalen? What a stupid take by you. That's what we're going to do.
Well,
that's what we're going to do.
I'll tell you this.
What's that?
If I make it to 99 doing this job,
God bless. Yeah.
I'm dying in the studio. If I've gone that far, there will be no retirement tour because there is nothing left.
Well,
right?
Listen, don't I get I put you on the wall.
Yeah.
I'm right next to Angelo Gattardi right there. Spike asking a hell of a run. It says right underneath hell of a run.
Does it go in as PD or host?
A combination of everything. I think it's just your entire beautiful, outstanding work ethic.
Wow, if I'm 99, that would mean Ike's already on the wall.
And long gone.
Well, why can't you guys could be both together at 99?
No, Ike ain't going to be hosting 99.
No, you can guarantee that's not happening.
If I'm 99, he's 102. Or 101.
Yep.
The people need you. Yeah. The people need you.
Oh, could you imagine? We're still doing the show at 100.
Imagine that. Yeah. Dude, his kids will be
still back there.
His kids will be 50.
Yeah.
Listening to the show.
Flyers and 50 with Walk.
Yeah, Walk, Sonny. Yeah. People still be bringing up Rondé Barber to Ike.
Yeah.
100.
We have moved past Ron.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, water under the bridge. All right. Well, great job, Broads. I'm happy to see you happy.
Well, and Broads, to his credit, I got a lot of reports defended us, me and Spike specifically, on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Yeah, I have a rule. I have a rule when I'm on. It's, you know, listen, I die for my guys. I'm an Embiid guy. I die for him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a Hurts guy. I die for him. You guys are my guys.
Okay.
So, like, when I'm filling in, you're Spike and Jay. I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't do that. You guys are my guys. Now, the way I labeled it was sort of like, and this is going to come off wrong, and you guys, it's going to backfire.
Oh, okay.
But like, I'm going to say it anyway.
Seems to do this.
It's what I do. So, why not? Let's just dig into it. It's like when you're the big brother, right? And someone else picks on the little brother.
Sure.
And they're like, listen, you can't pick on him. I could pick on him. You can't pick on him. Well, that's kind of how it was when I was in the chair. It's like you guys were my little brothers. And I'm saying, listen, you guys can't.
See,
how this backfired?
I knew that was coming.
But that's why I said it. All right? But anyway, that's sort of
the little brother?
Your little brother. Jack, little brother. You got my little brother. Listen, hey.
You know I've been voted number one program director in America twice.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Just want to throw that out there.
Where's Lakin?
I never did an article. I didn't do an article saying I wanted to be the program.
No, you didn't.
Lakin would have fired you.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Wouldn't have lasted. Wouldn't have been good for you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been quite as funny as this is.
Yes. Yeah.
All jokes aside, I do love you guys.
I
always got your back. I don't do that. You know when to call them. You want to rip them for their Jalen? Stop it.
Get
out of my face. You know, I'm not taking phone calls from 2 to 6 on how stupid Jack and Spike are.
All right. I got to know.
I get it. You guys think they're stupid.
All right.
But I'm not going to sit there and
cut his mic
let
off.
You say
cut
that
his mic
they're
off.
Dumb. All like, that's not what I'm going to do.
Getting a little too chesty.
Love you guys.
All right.
Love you guys.
When are you back on IP?
Tonight at 11.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
There he is.
Sounds like a news tease.
Yeah. If you guys want to call in about Ike.
All right. There he is. Bros.
The one and only Bros.
There he is.
I forgot we had ESPN tonight.
Oh, I forgot about ESPN.
Oh,
yeah. Do you know who the guest is?
I don't. Let me text them.
Is he ever going to have James in as a guest?
I think Seltzer wants to do 2 shows.
He's got his bedtime. 8's pretty late. Now, DeCamera did say he's been going to bed at 3 a.m. the last, week.
Oh, because, when he's been off.
No, heading into the show. Like, he'd be going to bed, 2, 3 in the morning. And then getting up an hour later and coming to do the show.
Why?
That makes no sense.
It sounds insane.
Why?
And unbelievably unhealthy. I have no idea. I think it used to be he was writing the book, but he doesn't have to worry about the book anymore.
He would go to bed at 2 in the morning and then get up at 4?
I believe this week, he said on the air, I went to bed at 2 a.m. last night.
Well, he is one of those guys. I remember when he was doing middays, mm-hmm. that he would be up all hours of the night. He is a stay up late guy. Oh, I'll tell you what he was doing.
He was whacking that thing.
There you go. There's Jack. Right on it.
Right on it.
215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
What up, fellas?
What's up, Chuck?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, real quick before I ask you a question, Spike. The morning team was nice enough to give me Flyers tickets. So your boy will be at the Wells Fargo Center at the Flyers game. You know what I mean? And I know I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb, so you'll know it's me, all right?
Why are you going to stick out? I don't understand.
Well, you know, I ain't watched hockey in a long time. You know what I mean? So, you know, I didn't know. You know, I didn't watch Brendan Moore. You know what I'm saying?
It's been 30 years. Yeah.
What's that? John LeClair? What's his name?
Yeah, John LeClair.
Yeah, I know some names. Eric Lindros.
There you go. Yeah, 30 years.
My favorite one of them all was
Wayne Simmons, of course.
Why's that?
You know, he was a good fighter. You know
okay.
Come on, man. Listen, and we had a brother representing. Yeah, he got, man.
He got railroaded, man. They sent him out of packing out of town, man. He was a great hockey player, man. Nobody ever brings him up. You know what I mean? He was very exciting to watch. I'm telling you, man. You know, he had all types. He had all the moves on the ice. Second is Wayne Gretzky. You know what I'm saying? I love Wayne Simmons. But I'm going to be in the building. And I told my wife, let's go down there together. And she said she's not going with me. So I'm going to be down there by myself with my Sixers gear on.
Yeah. When is that? Tonight?
I don't know. I don't know the date yet. But I know whenever it is, I'll be down there with my Sixers gear on.
I'll go with you, Chuck. Do you have two tickets? I'll go with you. Can I go with you?
Sure, Spike. I mean, that might be better for me. You know what I mean? I don't want to be alone in that joint by myself. You know,
well, what do you think? It's not a Klan rally. It's a hockey game.
Yeah, but you know, I ain't never been in no hockey game, and I'll be outnumbered. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got to... You know, I need somebody that, you know, you got to blend in. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, I'm happy to. No pressure. But if you were going to go alone, I am happy to go with you. I think it would be a fun night. Me and Chuck at the Flyers game.
Yeah, it's going to be a whiteout, if you know what I mean.
Yes, we.
Yeah,
yes,
I get it. I get it. Because there's a lot of white people there.
We all get it.
Hey, listen, let me say this, right? To answer your question, Spike,
yeah.
Kevin Pitullo should be fighting for his job on Sunday. And here's why, right? It ain't because the offer has been terrible. It's just that, you know, he's not good enough, you know? And we don't have time to waste. We're in a dynasty run right now. And there's some good names out there. You know, you got Eric Bieniemy. You got Cliff Kingsbury. You know what I mean? You got some good names out there. That we don't have time to waste, man. Simple as that. So you can learn on the job with the Panthers or, you know, the Browns or some other team right there. They might need you on the Falcons. But see us, we in a dynasty run right now. So you either got to show up, put up, or shut up, and you got to get going. And Nick Sirianni ain't too far behind you. You know what I mean? But see, that Super Bowl getting longer than two, you know, after a while. And I just, like I said.
Well, I'm hoping it take more than 1 year.
As long as the tooth has been 11
yeah,
months.
Yeah, I would hope it would take longer than that.
Well, you know, hey, listen, if they win this year, he could keep his job.
Okay.
But anything short of that, we don't have time to waste. This offense didn't look good at no point this year. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is with Jalen, right, I heard a caller earlier, the guy Derek from Paoli, he was talking about how he doesn't have the same play caller, you know, year after year, switching play callers. And if he was with Kyle Shanahan, he'd be better. No, he wouldn't, because his ass wouldn't be able to run those offenses. So they would have benched him or traded him. He's right where he needs to be. He can't even run this simple-ass office. So you think you could put him in an office with Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan or Matt LaFleur? Those offenses are crisp. You know, they're about timing. He don't throw with timing. He works off the running game, so he's right where he needs to be, and this is where he's going to have his most success in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, Nick Sirianni runs a simplex office where he can understand it. You know, he don't understand those other offices. I would never want to see him anywhere else. And that's just that. I mean, you know, because it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. He'd get benched like he was in Alabama. And that would be a bad thing for his career. So he's right where he need to be. But we win Sunday. Mm. We win Sunday, man.
We win Sunday.
Yeah, I think
we win Sunday.
Spike, real quick, I heard you talking earlier, right, about, you know, the excitement's not there. You know, it ain't like it used to be. Well, you got to understand, a lot of those 700 level guys died. You know, that was the excitement. You know, those guys that booed McNabb at the at the draft, and you know, those guys that drink beer, fight at the 700 level, the vet guys. Those guys are either old, a wheelchair, or they did. And now you got businessmen down there making business propositions in the crowd. It's not the same type of crowd, man. You know what I mean? So that's why it's not as exciting. Plus, we didn't have a ring. You know, we're not the Buffalo Bills now, or the Browns, or the Detroit Lions. We winners, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, we, right. You know, it's you know, when you get to that level, you're the cream of the crop. Things become a little bit, it's familiar to you. And when it becomes familiar to you, it's not as exciting as it used to be. But let me tell you something, it's definitely exciting once the games start.
That's for sure.
Up,
well, not
it ain't
this
the
year.
Same.
Chuck, you got a notable 90s event for us?
Yeah, the Million Man March. Look that up, Spike and Jack.
I know what the Million Man March is. I'm American. I just, like, they allow me to get the news about yeah. black people. Yeah, like, thank you for the call. Chuck, something else, man.
Yeah, man.
Flyers games are fine for anyone to attend, just in case you're listening.
Yes. There's a way to make that clear.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Petullo, just to get off of that.
Yes.
Chuck's calls have gotten so racially charged.
Yeah.
Petullo does have a chance to rewrite the entire season during the playoffs. If they get it together. And are a, they don't even need to be an outstanding offense. If they are a good offense, right? Like if they are, if they have drives, if they're not leading the playoffs in three and outs, if they, like all of this season, you saw how last season sort of gets washed away about what actually happened during the year and how it felt because of how the last two games were.
The
not even the whole playoffs.
Passing offense.
Yeah. It all gets it all gets washed away.
Yep.
You know, and it wasn't even that it's not like the offense was great the whole playoffs. Offense was good in two games.
Yep.
And you know, Saquon had some big runs before then. So his the whole story about Petullo, just to spin it in a positive light instead of, you know, coaching for your job, he can change everything. You know, or the team can change it for him.
I was going
to
say, Jalen can change it for him.
Yes, yeah.
Because it really, really boils down to is that passing game. Again, unless he's doing something as it pertains to the running game, unless he's negating the running game and just not running the football, for the most part, that boils down to execution.
Yeah, I don't.
For the most part,
I don't buy that he is part of the problem with the running game.
Right.
I really just don't. And I think
I agree.
And I think a lot of times they give up on the running game. It is mostly because it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
And they are and that you know the way offensive coordinators think is, and this is the Shanahan thing. Shanahan thing is run when they're trying to stop you to pass, and when they try to stop the run, then pass it. It's just as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And I think what is happening a lot is they're not able to run the ball. The other teams are loading up a bit, and he is seeing that the pass is there. I don't think it's about he doesn't want to run the ball. Mm-hmm. I really – you saw what the team did last year. You know, they're fine running the ball if they can run the ball.
Would you agree he's really being judged off the passing game?
Largely,
I mean, that's really what he's being judged off of.
He's being judged off the failure of the passing game in light of the fact that they can't run the ball.
Yeah.
And the fact that they can't run the ball is not on him. I mean, largely not on him.
I agree.
Yeah, I can't believe it's on him. 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? Brian Baldinger joins us next to help preview Eagles 49ers. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.